making the perfect fried egg sandwich. One egg. The mammoth chicken gamete. Primary color, yellow. Unary. Prepackaged, ingenious, and biodegradable. Dust to dust. A sustainer. Life itself, and contained in that, a death. Not a paradox, a meal, even for the dying. Indeed, a preferred menu. It may be the simplicity, the sustenance in so many dimensions. A perfect food. Life. Here's the recipe, the one the dying prefer. There's that one egg and butter. That's it. One egg, one lump of butter, walnut-sized, sweet, mind. Let the one dying add the salt. The trick? The cooking secret? Frame of mind. Think French. The French for egg requires three vowels, the eggs of the alphabet. The vowels open sounds, throat and gullet unconstricted. You can't say egg and swallow one at once. You can in French. One consonant, and those French, they don't pronounce it but barely a puff of air between open lips. There just to hold the word together. The packaging. An eggshell. Think consonant with life. Think French for speed, or rather pace. The perfect fried egg takes time. We all, not just the dying, have so little. You must take your time. Haste is dissonant. Consider this. Perfect means no flaws. Ovum. Perfect, no? Continuity, open vowel sounds, open throat, no constrictions, no velar stops, no looking at the clock. Ovoid. Use a pan with curving sides. Curves, mind. Not slopes. No crevices. Here's a memory tip. Curves are feminine. It's all one. The egg, the female cell. You need a cup. Small. Ovoid. An espresso cup. French, remember? Crack the shell and separate it, intimate as you please, just above the cup. Glides right in, just fits. Let it sit. And while you're at it, let the butter sit. The unary thing. All one temperature to start. Once you start, no hurry. And for cooking, keep it low to keep it slow. The heat a low flame, enough to melt the butter. Sufficiency. No more, no less. French. Let the butter liquefy till it's albumen clear. No color. The only color is the yolk. Swirl the pan gently. Let the butter lap the sides. Then, once it pools, hold the cup above the surface, intimate as you please, and tip the cup, slowly please, and slide the egg out. So far, all lubricity, slow, open, lubricious. Just as the albumen sets, gently please, swirl the pan so the egg slides free. The flame stays low, no browning. The white stays white to the end. Now, gently as you please and intimate, you should have the hang of it by now. Spoon the fat to top the yolk. Repeat. 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 Slowly. Watch the pan and drop one slice, two, of bread into the toaster. What does the dying diner want? Open face? Or classic, something to take in the hands? I'll remind you again, no browning. While the bread toasts, spoon more fat to top the yolk. Repeat. Repeat. No browning. Don't hurry now, so close to being done. No short orders for the dying. And when the toast pops, plate one slice for sure. Kill the flame and swirl the pan. Make sure the egg is free to glide around. Now, here's the tricky part. Simple, but you'll need dexterity and a very thin bladed spatula, which you slide beneath the egg. Plate with toast as near the pan as you can get. Slide the egg onto the toast and leave the fat behind. top it with the other slice, if that's what's called for. Okay. Now, quick! French, think French. The order's done. Get it to the bedroom, where the dying diner waits.